tell me. And what he told? Better, tell me, sir. Don't do here and there. Sit at once. Why you don't make it first ready? What he told? No. Tat sadhu manne asur varjade hinam sada udvignadiyang sada udvignadiyang asadagraha hitvatma patam grihamandakupam vanam gato jadi harimashe. You know this slok? Stand up. I want to know that among all the devotees, you have come from so many far places. Some have come from India, spending so much money, and also giving your all jobs. You have come here only to hear me and to attend the classes of Bhakti is here in all respect. You should try to attend morning Mangal Arati, Tulsi Parikrama, giving water to Tulsi and Vandana, Samkirtan, then breakfast, and then again doing classes at 10, from 10 to 11 hours. Again taking some rest, chanting, remembering always, and again attending our classes in evening up till 9 or 8. Then you can chant also yourself. And then you can take remnants of Krishna. And then you can sleep, chant, remember at that. Again in what? So you have from so many different. I want to know that today who has not attended Mangal Arati, I want they should keep their hands up. Oh, so much thanks to you all. So much thanks to you. Because you have spent so much money. What you were doing, I don't know. If you were chanting, and you can tell, give explanation that I was chanting. You can chant before or after. Sleeping, you can sleep after or before. No harm. Oh, we are chattering and pattering each other so much. No harm, you can chatter patter after that. So, I'm happy. I want to be like you, that as you can have left all these things and chattering and pattering and sleeping and taking something, I cannot do like you. I want to be with Krishna the same thing, giving up all worldly things. So I think that you are really a renowned order person. For self-recreation and self-interest, you can give up Krishna. So you are really so high. And those who are giving up everything for Krishna, they are really very selfishness. So much selfish. Because they want to gain something. And you to lose everything. I want that you should not be like that. You have wasted your money so much. You have come to be inspired for 7 days. It is like a training. In police you have seen training for 1 month or 6 months. In everywhere, in law also, in everywhere we have seen that there are some special trainings. Though you should see that, understand that this is a special training for devotees, all kinds of devotees. So you should try to attend all the classes and to be very strong. If you rest on in my coming here, then you will be strong forever. Alone, even you will be alone, you will be very strong. And you can teach others also. A lazy man, a person who is not doing bhajan, how he can help others? So, this training, this is, you should think that this is like a training. So you should take mission. Otherwise, those who are managing, they will find you. Understand? Find? They will find you. Krishna is the manager, managing, and he will find. He has power to find. He has power to punish you also. Hare Krishna. You should explain that slope. You want to see this slope? You have that slope? Have slope?
And so death is surrounding on all sides.
The rats are part doing this.
The rats represent day and night. So every day, or at every moment, our life is being reduced.
They are cutting branches, our life.
And
So
Balad Maharaj, he is explaining this to his father, and he is saying that what you have undergone severe austerities to attain, because Sirani Kashipu performed such severe austerities that no one.
Then what his father did? And he at once took that his son and fell down. And wanted to kill and murder. But this, and he began to rebuke his teacher, Shandamak. Shukra means, Shukracharya means, what? Controller of sediment. By this, birth and death comes. How to take birth? He knows well. And if a man dies, he can sprinkle some water and at once he will be again alive. And he can give birth to life and life first. He is Shukracharya. And his son Shandamarka. Shanda means wild bolts, always furious. Why furious? For any cause. Oh, they are furious to each other only. That he is taking my share, he is taking my share, only this. In world, we see Hitler, Mussolini and all other, we are all quarreling each other. For self gain, for nothing. So all are Shanda Marka. That all that we have not taught him to chant and to take side of Vishnu. We have never. So he is telling himself all these things. He told that, are any Narada or any allied persons are coming and associating? Don't allow anyone to come to school. Never. And if they are coming, then report to me and I will see. Anyone should not ask you. You should teach him only Sham, Dham, Danda, Bhe. What is this?
Four types of political policy.
What? Sham?
Teaching means to control others.
Huh? words. Dan, by money?
High salary or big position.
Yes. Sham dam, danda, punishment. And where?
Creating division.
Divide and conquer.
Oh, this country is so well known for this. They have ruled by this policy, whole world. But now they are not able to control Scotland, Ireland.
Well.
They all want to be
independent.
Here, all Rajniti, politics fell down. It is not forever. Warfare is fewer. But he wanted that Hiranyakashipu, that I am a king. A king shouldn't be so expert in all these things. So boyhood, they should learn Sham, Dham, Dandaved, all these. Duplicity for us.
Diplomacy
for a king, for a Rajkumar, the prince, it is very essential. He wanted that my son should be expert in all these things. But Prahlad Raj has read so many things, has taught so many things by Narada Rishi. Now he has nothing to learn. But his two teachers prayed, king, that please, again, we should have a chance. We want to train this boy in your line. So please give us, again, kindly, king, get and one more opportunity. And for some months, he tried to teach him same thing. Duplicity and all Sam Dam Dandavai. So that he, after me, he will be very strong king like me. But after some time, when he again called Prahlad Maharaj, his son, and very affectionately he took him in his lap and told, you have been given to school. I think that now you are learning something. So what is the essence of all teachings you have been learned? Please tell me in very brief. Then what Prahlad Maharaj told, Namin will explain. More about 80. Can you explain more? Iti pun sarkita vishnu bhakti keval navalakkhana kriyet bhagavati adhatannan dhetmu. You should explain more. Being there, oh, no need. Don't waste time. Iti punsarpita. First yourself should be surrendered. And then do anything, then it will be bhakti. And you are thinking that I am not qualified, I am not surrendering myself, I will offer my some fruits to Krishna like jatkaroshi jadasnasi. Then it will be not pure bhakti. It will be some arup siddha or mixture of all karma or jnana. So we should not go towards that. Prahlad Maharaj is Suddha Bhakta, and that is why he wants that all should be pure devotee, not mixture. Go on.
So,
but Krishna is not there. You are not meeting with Krishna. So you should first surrender yourself in the lotus feet of second Vishnu, Ashraya Tattva Vishnu. Who is Ashraya? Ashraya Bhagavan, Sevak Bhagavan. That is servant God. Who is he? He is Guru. Shikshaguru and Diksha Guru. So we should surrender how we are. Don't think that you are qualified, unqualified, what you are. In that state, you should offer yourself. He will make you qualified. He will make you sincere. He will make you bona fide. You cannot be yourself by your own activity. You never, never and never you can be. So what you are, you should offer yourself in the lotus feet of your Gurudev. That is Sevak Bhagavan. And thus it will go to lotus feet of Krishna. Then you will hear from him Samadam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakyam. And then by hearing by your Gurudev, Sikhya Gurudev, everything, you will be qualified. And then you will know that who am I, my body, my senses, my atma, everything. And then you will do Atma Niveda in the last. Okay. Then, what became? Oh, hearing the name of Vishnu, and hearing that he is not telling anything that I wanted of Sam, Dam, Danda, Bhesh, all this duplicity and duplicacy and politics. He is not telling anything. How he will be a very qualified prince to become a very good emperor like myself? He will not be. So he became so serious. And Vishnu has killed his brother, so he was enemy of Vishnu. So he never liked to hear the name of Vishnu. And he never liked that my son should be in the party of Vishnu. So he became very furious and was kicked and wanted to murder. He ordered all his all soldiers and the commander-in-chief to at once kill, but they could not. Mad bad elephants were brought there to crush Prahlad. Oh, they went, and when they smell Prahlad Maharaj, at once they began like mad and roaring, trampling, that quickly ran out from there. Some serpents were thrown out, but they quickly run. But opposite side, poison were given. No effect. He was thrown from the hill, mountain. Nothing was. Krishna took him in his lap. He was thrown in the midst of endless ocean. But Krishna came like a boat and took him to side. And Prahlad Maharaj was weeping in prayer and love and affection. How sweet you are. How you are saving. So you should have strong faith to Krishna that he will surely save us and protect us from all kinds of problems. Don't care for the Prahlad Maharaj has shown these things. Then he becomes so disturbed. What should I do? I think that I can control all world. I can put to death all. But I am seeing that death is coming through my this ignorant child. What should I do? He began to tremble and think. He could not do anything to this very little weak, 5 years old son. Then Shukracharya's son, Sandamaka, they suggested him not to be worried. My father is coming just now from his trance. From trance, he will come soon. And he will make very soon any arrangement that this boy will be in line very quickly. You should not worry for that. We will again taking him and until our father comes, returns, and he should be sent in school. And we will always keep guard that Narada or anyone cannot come here. Thus, he was satisfied and he told that, oh, you should take. Versus, he also told, who has trained this boy? I think that you have. Then bring my sword and I will put it on your head, both Shanda Marka. And they began to tremble. Then he asked, who has told you? To serve Krishna? Govinda Bhagat. Naishamati Samam Uru Kramamri. Sat Anatha Uru Kramam Jadatha. Mai Chang Padraje Vishesham. You have to explain. You should listen all these things and try to take follow up these things.
So the
from where you have learned all this?
From where
if your Gurudev has not trained you, very and being so much what less actress as acting and crude
anger.
His face was became very ready. Eyes ready like ready. And he was asked, where from where you are? Then he began to tell. Were there?
So then before he
not to boy.
Then before he faces his birth.
No, Naishamati Tam Uru Kramangrim, like this. Very bold. Oh, yeah?
So, in English, he says, unless.
Sing a lorry for sleeping boy.
So, unless one is made on his body.
You should not see the book and very boldly. You should. Take the
only by
essence of this slok.
Only by becoming Krishna conscious and take himself. Not only does he
that Krishna has said that he should attend and no. He never wants all these things. Like rock?
The ashes.
Ashes have no value, so for this no value.
So
poison. So they have left all these things easily, like tools.
So these material possessions,
Hiranyakashipu put thought and told.
So
foolish boy, you are telling that I have nothing learned from my Gurudev, and my Gurudev is bogus, foolish. I have not learnt anything from him. And I'm foolish, you are telling like this. Oh, only you are so much
intelligent.
So, I have not cut a grass.
Grass
whole life. My Gurudev is so
qualified.
So much qualified in all these things. I've learned so many things that I have become Ajar Amar, I have become. Immortal I become. Do you know? Police, why you are teaching me all these things? I know all things more than you. So stupid you should be. Stop your telling. But Prahlad Maharaj continued. What? Nate vitu swarthagatim hi Vishnu. Durase aje bhairat samana andha jathandhai rupaniyamana vati sa satyantya purudhamni patra. What is the meaning? Now the Prabhu. Advance that quickly. Very quickly. And in a bad, a strong way. Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj are talking. Prahlad Maharaj told that, I am not telling you and your Gurudev foolish, but I am telling the truth. Andha jathandhai upanyamana. What? Hiranyakashipu told that I have gone to my Gurudev, and 1,000 years I have attended his close and hearing his always psalm, danda, bhed, and all controlling, to know the ways how to control whole world. And please, you are telling me that you are blind. I am not blind, you are blind. Prahlad Maharaj told that. I am not telling you, but I am telling the truth, that those who don't follow Krishna or Vishnu, they don't serve, they don't chant, they don't have no devotional services to Vishnu. Practically, they are all blind. In this world, having eyes, very rare person. All are blind. Their gurus are also blind. The disciples are also blind both. And though, like them, if anyone is taking the help of any blind person and he is himself blind, then what will be? They are going to see a match. They have no idea. Cricket match was going between France and England. Or Australians are. Caribbean has reached here, and very tug of war was going up and down. They were going to, they had no eyes, but they want to taste. And in the midway, one has some lucky stick, and other has, and we should very quickly proceed, otherwise the play match will be finished. So we should quickly go. And there was a very big beat, and both fell down. So those who had not eyes to see Krishna, to serve Krishna, chant Krishna, remember Krishna, they are all blind. So all the gurus are like these bogus gurus. They cannot give a proper way. They cannot direct. Then andha, Vedas have two motives. Interior and
external.
External to fire sacrifice, gomid, arsamid, and so many. Gomid means cows offering, and horses offering, and so many things. But only to have swarga. And from there again they will come here. And again lakhs and lakhs times birth and day, suffering and sorrow. Nothing gained they have. So, to follow this is externally. So all the demons, they follow this idea. By Vedas, we should tell truth, we should practice these fire sacrifices and all these things. And they want only happiness in this world or outer of all in swarga. But they are never satisfied and never happy. And those who have some inner eyes, they will see that, oh, Vedas has always telling, Vedas are, that you should chant, remember, and do devotional service to Krishna. The uska pratipadya vishay, Vedo ka pratipadya vishay.
Subjects to be described in the Vedas.
Vedas. Only bhakti and bhakti and bhakti. Bhakti Ravanam can take anyone to Krishna. So, when he heard, again he became so more furious. That he is telling my Gurudev Shukracharya that he is
blind.
If anyone is not blind, then you can tell him blind. He will not be furious. But if anyone is half blind or some blind, then if anyone will tell, oh, blind person, come on, then he will be very furious. So his guru was one eye blinded, you know. Who did it? Vaman Dev has done. Bali Maharaj, by this. Vaman Dev has done this. Those who will give any, make any problem in Krishna service, in chanting and remembering, he will be blind. To be blind by both eyes is better than be one blinded. He will some what see and some what not see. So he becomes so furious that, he is criticizing my Gurudev and also me, that I am his disciple. So he again said. Then he told that, who has taught you all these things? Tell frankly, otherwise I will kill you. Then he told, Naishamati stavat uru kramam. Naishamati stavat uru kramam ring. Ispishatanartha yapagamo jadar. Mahiya sanpadar jo bhisekam. Nishkinchananang nabili sayam. Very good thing.